Penguin Random House Audio presents Jackson, 1964, and Other Dispatches from 50 Years of Reporting on Race in America by Calvin Trillin. Read for you by Robert Fass, with an introduction read by the author. Author's Note: The author is grateful to Professor Robert Cohen of New York University, who suggested this book, and to the editors and fact-checkers at The New Yorker, where all of these articles and parts of the introduction first appeared. Three or four of the articles have been shortened for inclusion here, and a few repetitions have been deleted. Otherwise, the articles here appear as they did originally in The New Yorker. That includes whatever racial or ethnic or gender terms were in common usage at the time and place.
Introduction. I was once the city auditor of Kansas City, Missouri. Only for a day. It was high school day in City Hall. The mayor for the day was Melba Zachary, who went to Lincoln, what we would have called then, a year before the Supreme Court's Brown versus Board of Education decision, a colored school. Lincoln was also the name of the movie theater the Negroes went to, as well as of a couple of other retail establishments in the black neighborhood. I sometimes wonder if there were children in Kansas City who weren't aware that Lincoln was the name of a president and not simply a word that meant colored people allowed. I didn't realize then that the Missouri schools were segregated by law. There were no white-only signs or separate drinking fountains in Kansas City. I never heard any speeches extolling segregation.